Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Just over a week away from Election Day, for whatever that's worth, since so many people have voted in advance. And I've got concerns because I don't want to overstate this. But, you know, the press, we do it too. We focus on things that are of interest to our audience, things that are of personal interest to me on this show. So, but I try to be fair about it. And I hope if you listen, you know, week in and week out, you get that I'm attempting to be fair, and talk about things that I don't even agree with on occasion, just so that we can have an open conversation. I'm watching some of this national coverage of the third surge of the virus. And I'm looking at the calendar and I'm thinking, all right, you know what? I predicted this months ago. I said, when we get to the election, there's going to be an effort to scare vulnerable conservatives away from voting. You know, the Democrats are all going to vote by mail, and then they're going to do everything they can to take what is normal and turn it into something fearful and drive voters away who might be voting for President Trump. Am I crazy for saying that? I don't think so. I mean, having been around these national media types who've clearly shown that they're not interested in being honest and objective, I mean, I think that's true. I'm wondering if that's what's happening now. So I'm not a doctor. I'm not an epidemiologist. I've got strong opinions after all these interviews with doctors for the last 6 months. But let's talk to a doctor who is also very wise in the ways of politics, State Senator Siobhan Donovan, who represents Henrico, a Republican, of course. Good morning to you. Do you think I'm totally off base for suggesting this in this way this morning?
Well, all I can say is I can't find the data to support the news reports that I'm seeing. And I look and I look and I look and I look on departments of health across the country, and I look at nationalized data, and I look at Virginia data, and I keep seeing news reports that say, that talk about this escalation, but I can't find it documented anywhere. So for me, this is all has been an incredibly frustrating situation about data and factual reporting. And as far as I can see, I don't see a third spike, and I don't see it evidenced in what we're seeing. I'm going to say again that as we go through this coronavirus epic, we need to change the way we think. And historically, I think we looked at cases going forward, and right now, I think we need to be looking at hospitalizations and deaths. People are getting hospitalized earlier. They're getting effective treatment. They're getting discharged. Fewer people are dying because our treatments are effective and we are isolating the at-risk populations. I think we've done exactly what we should do, but we're not hearing the story.
Yeah, that's
and the
that's
story
really
we're
important.
Hearing is not true.
That's really important, that it shouldn't surprise us that people get infected. The question is, do they wind up flat on their back in the hospital and then in the morgue? And, there were places like New York back in March and early April where this was a real crisis. I think we could look to some of the political and practical decisions that were made on the ground there that inform why that happened. And we're now not doing those things, plus with the better therapeutics. But, you know, it was interesting yesterday, Senator, Rand Paul, the Republican senator from Kentucky, spoke in Chesterfield County, and he was pretty blunt. He said, you know, I just don't think that these cloth masks work at all. I think the little medical mask that you're talking about, at 50% maybe, the virus is still going to go through that. He said, if you want a mask that actually works, wear the N95 mask. It's uncomfortable as hell, to quote him, but it actually works pretty well. And he said, remember, when you're talking to me, you're not just talking to a senator, you're talking to a doctor, and you're talking to somebody who's already been through the coronavirus, who's been infected, who's now on the other side of that. So he said, if there's anybody who'll shoot straight with you, it's him. And then I got home and looked at the breathless news coverage, and I thought, well, if everybody's wearing masks, and I mean, when I go out about around Richmond, God, you're shunned if you're not wearing a mask. I mean, you know, little old lady will scream at you in the parking lot if you dare get out of your car without your mask on, in my experience. If so many people wearing masks, it does lead you to say, well, now, hey, national press, the mask must not work if we're seeing an increase in infections.
So I guess my perspective on this, John, and maybe I'm a little more jaded than I'd like to think. I think that the Democrats are trying to get us to talk about masks. Have you noticed on Facebook how they've made this a campaign and this is their issue? We must not be distracted by the attack focus that the Democrats and the media want to derail us with. The story we need to stay focused on is that deaths are down. We are effectively managing the virus. It is time to reopen the economy and schools. Virginia still continues to hover since July around 5 to 7%, and that's not counting all of our testing. They are choosing the battlegrounds where they can win. They want to fight
about masks. Because people emotionally are looking for a solution. And the masks are seen as the solution.
Correct. And they can get us on masks. We need to stop giving in and fighting the fight they want us to fight. I don't care about masks. The data's out. I'm not going to take an opinion on whether or not they work, because the point is we need to wear them for now. But my opinion is, if you really want to look at this factually, the President of the United States addressed this issue as if we were in a war, and I watched him do it. He had a wartime level response, transitioning manufacturing to creating the PPE we needed, to creating sanitizer, and to creating ventilators where we needed them, and brought back home the manufacturing for the supplies we couldn't get our supply chain in place. We have curtailed this virus. We have done the right thing. We have the numbers to show it. And that's the fight we should be having. And do not let them distract you, because that's what they do. They pick a topic that's emotional, that they can get everybody riled up about. Have you heard anything about the truth of this virus, or have you heard conversations about masks?
Well,
it's a strategy on their part.
That's a very good point. You would be a good spokesperson for the president, articulating that wartime footing and the wartime response compared to just anecdotal sniping from Biden and the Democrats, who, when you actually read what they're proposing, it isn't any different. There's no great solution that Joe Biden has that Donald Trump hasn't already exploited.
Yeah, I think we all need to be aware that we must be completely clear and very disciplined in our critical thinking, and not drawn in to debates that distract from the core issues. It happens again and again and again, and the media and the Democrats are working. Let's look at the special session. That was supposed to be about COVID. Almost none of the COVID legislation passed. We couldn't appropriate any money for COVID. It was about police, quote unquote, reform or restructuring. However, but we don't have a voice, with the media being very focused on a certain agenda, and we have very clever strategists on the other side. We must be more disciplined than we are, because we have to be able to get our points out. And in order to do that, we cannot be distracted, but they're distracting us.
Well, it's a legitimate point to bring up, and you're right. They do set the agenda often. I think you got to push back on it rationally and reasonably, but when the data is in your favor and there's just a reality that everybody has to face, having someone like you who is actually a doctor and a political pro, that's an important voice to have on, which is why I like talking to you every Monday. Siobhan Donovan, the Republican senator and doctor from Henrico, appreciate it. We'll talk to you again before the election, I hope.
Yes, sir. Thank you, John.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.